thing is stupid. Why? You know, because I don't know, it's like they trying to call when people talk, you know, just they trying to basically, I mean, it's slang, and what they trying to do is, I guess, give it a little name or whatever. Ebonics, that's Ebony, that's black. So basically what y'all trying to say is black people talk ignorant, I mean, hooked on finance, I mean, what, you know? But I don't agree with that. That's about it.
Okay, what else do you think about language in general?
Language in general.
Any comments?
With language, I just say you need to know how to talk when you're at certain places. That's all I can say about language. Mm-hmm. Don't go... You know, like, you know, because sometimes with my thing about with language is when people trying to talk slang and all that, it's like you look foolish, you know, to me, you know, because it's like you going in these places and you going in front of these white people, Chinese people, whoever. You know, and you trying to talk all, yeah, Shaw the Wolf store about it, and they looking like, huh? You know, I don't know. I just think it's a time and place for everything. When you with your people, that's cool, that's y'all. But when you at work, or when you, you know, when you out doing something, or you just generally asking a question, you know how to talk, that's all.
Okay, I forgot one question. We kind of talked about with the black and white thing, but what about people of different ethnic backgrounds? Do they talk differently?
Different ethnic backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure they do. I mean, I'm not gonna talk like Kathy Bain, you know. I mean, yeah. I'm sure they all probably had their own little slang in a sense. I'm not sure. That mosquito thing is still in here.
Just a little fruit fly.
Okay. That's all I can think of. Trying to think if I ever heard a Chinese person talk slang. Yeah. That's about it.
So no other comments on language? Okay. Well, give me 1 minute to just look through my interview and make sure I get everything else.
Okay.
Okay, we can. We have a couple more minutes, so if we can go back and talk some more about houses in general. Mm-hmm. Could you, like, describe this house to me? Like, everything on the outside and on the inside?
Okay, outside, basically, I want an all-brick home. These days, okay.
Is this house all-brick?
I've been living here 20-something years. I do not know that. Yes, it is. Okay, wait a minute. It's all brick, but it's like the little front part of the top is kind of like wood or whatever. But these day and age, me getting a brand new all brick home, I'm not gonna be able to afford it. I'm looking at about $200,000-$300,000. If I get an all brick home, I'm gonna try to probably get an older home. Mm-hmm. I like older houses, especially all brick houses. Like,
what do you like about them?
They just look better to me. You know, they just do. I want a 3-bedroom, all brick home, older home. I want it to be like...
What's it going to actually look like from outside?
When you pull up. You saying what color is going to be and all that?
All the details, like all the stuff that's on the house.
I want like little flower things on the outside, those little bins, how they have them. Okay. Like coming out, I want little flowers coming out. I want that little swing on the front porch. I want a nice looking country